Hi, Panther here with the Below Top Secret podcast. Well, I decided to take the plunge and have a go at this podcast thing. I'm going to confess this isn't actually my first attempt at getting this thing done and out for you all to hear. It's actually about my 50th go at this. So I'm just glad that no one's going to hear all of my outtakes, which have all ended with some pretty bad language before I've hit the overwrite button. Although they have given me quite a giggle. Just glad I've got the house to myself so no one else can hear me. Right, I'm determined I'm going to get this thing done this time, so I'm going to try and make it fairly short before I mess it up again. Right, I'm Panther, and I'm an ATS addict. So I'm sure my husband and three kids can confirm. I actually passed my two-year ATS anniversary a couple of days ago. I totally didn't realise it. Time really flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? Dread to think how many hours I've actually clocked up while browsing the site. I came with an interest in the paranormal, which soon became overshadowed by an interest in all things extraterrestrial. Found the whole subject and forum on it fascinating, and I can only hope one day in my lifetime I'll get to find some of the truths about what's going on in the great big universe all around us. I did actually try to play a bit of a role in the search myself by downloading the CETI or SETI program, or however it's actually pronounced. For those who don't know, that is S-E-T-I, which stands for Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. So basically it's a program that your PC runs either as a screensaver or just unnoticed in the background. It analyses sounds from space to see if we can find any sign that there's life out there. I mean, even if we picked up a signal from a long deceased civilization, I mean, just imagine what that confirmation could do, or what it could mean to us. I know the chances of actually finding a signal, it's like finding a needle in a whole field of haystacks, but I just like the idea. It's a way of actively trying to get one of the answers in life that so many people, and certainly I, crave for. Unfortunately, the original CETI program is unavailable for me to download now. After a recent format of my PC, I've actually lost it. I did manage to clock up over 3,400 work units, which I'm pretty chuffed about. I'm going to get round to downloading a new program called Boink, which is actually taking the place of the CETI at home program, which will enable me to carry on analysing the data from the CETI program. So although I'm not currently running the program, I am still a member of the ATS CETI group. If you come across my signature in any of my posts, you find a link there to a page which shows how well our team continues to do, with quite a few members still contributing their work units to the total. There's a lot of very informative posts on the CETI forum for on ATS for anyone who thinks the whole idea of finding an extraterrestrial signal might be of interest to them. Lots of posts from people who understand the whole technical side of it better than I ever could. Anyway, enough about CETI or SETI or whatever it is. Right, what more can I say about me by way of introduction? Well, as you may be able to tell from the accent, I'm the UK. I live in the little pointy bit right down on the bottom right-hand corner in Kent. I'm a 34-year-old mother of three with a husband who rolls his eyes every time I bring up the subject of aliens and the paranormal and that conspiracy type things. So it's good to be able to be mixed with people of a like mind here. And you're all so nice too. I've managed to raise my husband's interest in the site on the odd occasion when something in the aircraft project forum has caught his eye, or if he sees me checking out a BTS thread with members' cars in. So perhaps one day I'll be able to lure him in here as a member. Not sure about my kids, they're all sort of into their own things, skateboarding and that sort of thing. Anyway, so far so good, not managed to mess this up too much, so I think I'm going to quit while I'm ahead for now. Sure, this will get easier now taking this first step. I've certainly gained a little bit of confidence over the morning, babbling away into my mic here. Anyway, thanks for taking the time to listen, and I'll see you around. Bye!